to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. You don't have to make them flow. All you do is believe. They'll flow. They'll flow into your environment. Amen. They'll flow into your finance. Yes, they will. They'll flow into your children. They'll flow all over your house. They'll flow into your body. Amen. The law of the spirit of life is what is governing us. But we have to go back to the basic. He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, as I have said in my word, if you believe on me like that, out of you will flow some rivers. Amen. You don't have to try to make them flow. They will flow automatically. All you do is believe. God will do his part. But see, there has to be a fountain of the deep broken up. The Philistines, this diabolical agenda and narrative has tried to stop up your well, to dam up your river, to block, amen, you from getting to your well. Amen. So busy fighting, amen, unbelief and worried about this and next. See, in Revelation chapter 12, the enemy sent a flood after the woman who birthed the man child to try to destroy her. What are we experiencing today? A flood of propaganda. Hello? In that dream, the Lord said, folk need to wake up and not be led astray with this. There's so many lies, and the agenda is ultimately control of the planet. Amen. And destruction of the church. But tell somebody, it ain't happening. Listen, I said, it ain't happening. See, the Lord said, as it were in the days of Noah, I'm going to do a drive-by in the day of the coming of the Son of Man, too. See, he did a drive-by and killed everybody. You know what I mean? He got rid of everybody. And we talked about this Sunday. Why did he destroy everybody? Because the DNA had been tampered with. You got to understand something, what's going on in the laboratories today, what's in a lot of these vaccines. It don't take but a small percentage to change a person's DNA. And that's why he killed everybody, because they were no longer human. They were of an angelic DNA. See, remember the fallen angels, and the whole race had become totally depraved and evil, except for one that God reserved to himself. See, it don't take God a whole lot. Amen. God will use 300 Gideon. So that's real important in this day and time. And let me just touch on this too, because we said this is why people that take the mark of the beast, whatever that is going to be, and it seems like they're prepping people now with all this stuff that's flooding the planet. But whoever takes the mark of the beast, they can't be saved. That's not God's character. God will save people. He will always say, but when someone takes that mark, they cannot be saved because they become something other than a human. In other words, they have mixed clay with iron then. And they have become part machine. It's all about AI, 5G, all of this stuff. It all works together. And so, anyway, Jesus said, as it were in those days, so shall be in the day of the coming of some man. The windows of heaven were open, and they received what I like to say is the former and the latter rain. In other words, the fountains of the deep brought water up. Struck the sky, came down, rain came. The fountains of the deep were just being broken up. And so it was an inundation. They have found fossils of animals that only roam certain parts of the planet on other side of the planet. Stuff that don't live up in mountains. That's a result of the flood. But see, the Smithsonian Institute is good at hiding things. It's like Big Pharma. They have an agenda. They have a narrative. They want your knowledge to be limited. They are the ones that have hidden a number of the giant skeletons. When they first went into Iraq, now remember, in Iraq is Babylon. There was a team of scientists and military. They didn't even fight. Once they started the war, they went right into Babylon to a site, and they dug for a couple of weeks until they got what they wanted and got out of there, helicoptered it right from Iraq all the way. They had stopped over in Europe and brought it to the States. Somewhere in Ohio, they took it into a lab. I believe it had to do with skeletons of giants, because they could distract. This is just me talking. They could distract DNA from that. And you know, the devil's just, he's always wanted to be like God. He wants people like him. So what better way than the fallen angels to get that and to create a race? And that's what's happening in this last day. That's why these people won't be saved. Especially ones that take the mark. But anyway, let me get into this a little bit. Now, when we're talking about the former and the latter rain, the fountain of deep breaking up and the heavens pouring down the rain. Now, with Noah, and this is what I want to challenge people with now, right now. With Noah, God aligned the activities of Noah's life with what he was doing in Noah's spirit. Think about it a moment. God aligned the activities in Noah's life, build an ark, preach the word, warn the people it's going to rain. He aligned the activities of his life with what was going on or what he was doing in Noah's spirit. I want to challenge people today. Are the activities in your life aligning with what God is doing in your spirit? Or are they contrary, polar opposites? You say God is moving mightily, but you ain't moving. You say you're bold as a lion, but you're hiding. I don't want to sound critical, but I want to challenge somebody, come on out. It's time to come out of the caves. Amen, somebody. Come on, you can do better than that. I say it's time now. It's a Kairos time now. And if the activity of your life is aligning with what God is doing, then you're going to move somewhere. I'm not saying you got to be like everybody else, but you, it's time to bust a move, so to speak. It's time to shake some shackles off. Time for you to, amen, shake off some mindsets. Get some cobwebs out of it. It's been too long now. You've been sheltered in. Now, I'm not saying you break laws and all that, but I'm saying you need to get out of there and say, wait a minute. The devil has had me in a corner long enough. The Bible still tells us, amen, I might get in trouble for it, but the Bible still tells us to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, as we see that day approaching. Devil trying to get us to do just the opposite. Amen. Either we're going to trust God or we're not going to trust God. Either the activities of my life are going to align with what God is doing in my heart, or I ain't going to trust him. We just sang a song, trust God. Lean not unto your own understanding. Amen. Stop being scared of catching something. Amen. Stomp your foot and run it off. Amen. It ought to be scared of catching you. I said it ought to be scared of confronting you. You have authority. Whatever you bind on the earth, whether seen or unseen. That includes demons, devils, diseases. You bind it, it's bound. You rebuke it, it's rebuked. But see, the devil don't want you to believe as the scripture has said. Because if you don't, even though you got the river, it's blocked up. Let the river, tell somebody, let the river flow. You need to cast off all that restraint like you were doing here in praise. And I hadn't seen that type of praise in a while. See, there used to be people praising and Just now, you felt it, didn't you? Come on, didn't you feel it tonight? Come on, something happened in the spirit realm. People getting free for real in their mind. See, we always been free, but you got to get free in your mind. Amen. God is destroying some shackles. Amen. Opening up some prisons. Now is the time. It's the Kairos time. Amen. Don't miss the day of visitation. Don't miss the day that God visits you. Amen. I'm challenging. I'm inviting. Come on out of there. Come on out. Amen. You're going to find that you step right into a kingdom. Amen. Not made by hands. Amen. A kingdom. The enemy cannot penetrate into a kingdom where God lives. Are the activities of your life aligned with what God is doing in your heart? Are you holding on to what God did back then and resisting what he's doing now? Those are good questions. Now, when we let the river flow, and it's vital that we let the river flow. It's not we make it flow. We let it flow. Let it flow. Get in a position where you let it flow. God will do what he does if we let him. We don't have to work ourselves up on it and just let it flow. The devil don't want it to flow. He want to stop it up. The Philistines want to stop it up with boulders and dirt. You got to dig it out again. Amen. Don't let anybody steal your joy. Come on, tell somebody, don't let anybody steal your joy. There are joy stealers. They will steal your joy. There's a newscast that's always trying to steal your joy. There are articles written. There's stuff on YouTube trying to steal your joy. Don't let anything steal your joy. With joy do we draw water from the well. Amen. I said with joy. I didn't say happiness. I said joy. Joy is a choice. You choose joy. You don't have to feel it. Choose it. I said you don't have to feel it. Choose it. And then keep on choosing it. After a while, feelings will follow. Amen. Feelings will catch up with you. Amen. Amen. Now, for the sake of time, they just kind of put this together, what I want you to see. Because in the day of Noah, after God closed the door to the ark, and the fountain of the deep was broken up, the fountains of the deep, and the rain started, God began to destroy things. The first thing, now can you imagine the people who didn't know rain, didn't believe in rain, thought Noah was crazy, and were just doing their thing up until Noah entered the ark and the rain came. Now imagine all these people trying to run to the ark, but the door is shut. God shut it. So, you know, a door God shut, ain't nobody opening it. And banging on the ark, and now the water's steady running. Now, you're talking about, we're not talking about a summer shower. We're talking about something worse than hurricane force winds, because this is the wrath of God.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you. Thank you.